Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Buzz program this morning by Lydia Barnhart. Lydia is the Emporia State Director of Admissions, and Tiffany Wilson. Tiffany's Emporia State's Director of Alumni Relations. Tiffany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both with us, as Lydia and Tiffany are in to talk about student recruitment. Yeah, that's a very important Emporia State University, and specifically about Refer a Hornet with Incentives. Lydia, what is Refer a Hornet with Incentives?
Yeah, thanks, Ron. So Refer a Hornet is a program that the Alumni Association has had for several years now. And as we know, and as you just mentioned, enrollment and recruiting students is a huge effort, and it's one that is owned by all of the university, and now we are creating an incentivization program that can be used by the entire Emporia community to help us understand who needs to be here at the university and help us identify and recruit new students for the upcoming fall semester.
So exactly, I guess, how long has this been in the development stage, and is this the first year for Referring a Hornet to be rolled out?
Yes, so it has been a pretty fast and furious idea that we've worked for the past couple of weeks on. Like I said, the program has existed, so we had the structure in place, and then the idea of incentivizing and incorporating more people to use this program idea came within the last couple of weeks. And so we have been working collaboratively with the Alumni Association and with other Emporia partners such as ESU Main or Emporia Main Street to create some incentivization for our not only our referrals that come through, but also the students that enroll for this program, which is super exciting.
So specifically, Tiffany, what about the roles of, first the programs we're talking about, alumni relations and admissions? What are the roles of both parties here?
Yeah, so as Lydia mentioned, this program has existed for a while, but with not much traction. So with this addition of the incentives, we're hoping it really kind of gains that traction, and then we get some results from it. But, you know, our alumni are our best recruiters because they've been here, they've experienced it. So who better than our alumni to amplify the message of Emporia State? And so this just gives them more of a reason to recruit those students and, you know, their neighbors or their friends' children who may be looking at college and getting to share their story and viewing Emporia State as an option.
So how exactly does the package work? What are alums and maybe even current students, how are they, you asking them to find these students, and then what is at the end of the rainbow for them based off of certain milestones here for those students coming in?
So what we have planned is we have a very simple form that can be completed at emporia.edu/refer-a-hornet. It would take 5 minutes for someone to complete. That form will then be sent to both Tiffany and myself, and we will then start kind of our processes of looking at the student that is referred, making sure that they are ready to enroll, contacting them, counseling them through sometimes the complicated admissions process, and getting that student enrolled. And so the prize packages that we have in place, we have worked with Emporia Main Street, and they are providing us with some Main Street gift cards and working with some other businesses to provide some gift cards that can be used here in the Emporia community for those referrals that come in. So if someone goes and completes the form and refers a student, they will be entered into a drawing for some of those gift cards and those packages. For the students that are referred, and for those that actually enroll for the fall 2022 semester, they'll be entered into a drawing to win $250 worth of scholarships for their first semester. So it truly is a win-win situation for both parties, including Tiffany and ourselves, of learning about more active alumni and friends of the university who have a vested interest in recruiting And then for us at admissions, of identifying additional students who we think need to be at ESU for the fall.
In talking with Lydia Barnhart, Lydia is Emporia State's Director of Admissions, and Tiffany Wilson's is the Emporia State Director of Alumni Relations. Now, Lydia, how is this program underway right now? How long does this go?
It sure is. It is live and ready for referrals to come through. We are doing this program, this incentive package, through August 19th. We have about 6 more weeks to recruit and enroll students for the fall 2022 semester. So we need those referrals to come in today. And some people may be thinking, oh, 6 weeks, the fall semester, y'all are already done. But truly, COVID has completely changed the mindsets of our incoming students and has delayed some of their processes. So we know there are more students out there that haven't yet made their decision, or maybe questioning the decision they graduated high school with. And we want to let them know it is not too late. And we want their friends, their family members, their acquaintances that they have a relationship with to say, hey, I see that you haven't made your decision, or I really want you to consider ESU. And then we'll begin that kind of recruiting and admissions process to help get them set up for success at ESU.
I might as well ask you, ladies, kind of what brought you to Emporia State University. And Lydia, I think I'll start with you. What was it that brought you to ESU?
Yeah, ESU has always been an attractive university to me because of, one, the size. And every student at the university is an individual. The professors know their name. They're not just another number. They truly are a person sitting in that classroom that we're working to develop and make them into the best person that they can absolutely be. I also love the affordability of ESU. And in a world of higher education that we know is so expensive, ESU is an affordable option that offers quality education. And that's a mission I could stand behind as an enrollment manager.
Tiffany, how about you? What brought you to Emporia State?
Well, I grew up in a really small town, so Emporia was close enough that it was just far enough away from home. But also, I had the dream of being a teacher, and so I came here because of the education program, but then fell in love with the biology program, ended up graduating with a biology degree. But yeah, as Lydia said, the affordability of it, and also that one-on-one time with the professors with the biology program, I had some great research opportunities and that high-impact learning. And then 4 years ago, got to come back and give back by working here. So it's been a great experience.
Well, we're signing up. Chuck and I, we're there. You recruited us right here.
Fantastic.
So, there we go. All right. Well, it sounds like a great program, and hopefully we will see some huge success and increased enrollment from the Refer a Hornet with Incentives program. Lydia, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Tiffany, good to talk to you.
You as well. Thank you.
Yeah, you both have a great day.
You too.
And that's Lydia Barnhart, Emporia State Director of Admissions, and Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State Director of Alumni Relations, on the ESU Buzz.